Connecticut to inbound, and UConn has one up UCLA. 89 consecutive wins, more than anyone in college basketball Division I history.
That is the final call from ESPN. Michelle Vopel, sports writer for ESPN.com. You watched that final moment. You were in. You were at the game, right?
No, I'm actually based in Greater Kansas City and watched that on television. And will be at the game at Stanford and UConn next week, which some people may think might be the end of the streak.
The University of Connecticut beating Florida State, exceeding the 88 consecutive win streak of UCLA's Bruins back in the 1970s. The women's team winning that game 93-62. And Michelle, you called it.
As far as this game happening, yeah, I think it really didn't take too much to call this. It's incredibly difficult to beat Connecticut at Connecticut, either at the Excel Center or in stores. And this was Florida State didn't really have too much of a chance of stopping this. It was a little bit like stopping a hurricane.
Helen Wheelock, super fan, and joining us from Woodside, New York, was on the show yesterday. You actually refused to sort of go out on a limb and predict. It turned out the way you wanted, though, right, Helen?
It certainly did. I will say that definitely Florida State was overmatched, but they were not going to roll over. But they just encountered a train named Maya Moore with everybody else on her back, and they were not going to be denied. It was an extraordinary, extraordinary display by the team and certainly by Maya Moore, who only managed to score, a point a minute every which way she could. It was a great display of basketball.
What does it mean for the women's game, Helen, that this streak being broken and the style of play of the UConn Huskies?
I mean, it's hard to make a sweeping assessment of what it means to the game as a whole. I think it's a benchmark. People talk about athletes being role models. I think a program can be a role model of what can happen if you commit everything you have got to it. If you have standards and you say, you know, nothing less will do. I think that's why we love sports. It shows us what happens when an individual or team can say, we can do so many amazing things if we put our mind to it. And I think the clarion call to a lot of women's sports across the country and certainly women's basketball is to say, look what these people did. And yes, they've got great players, but they demand more than you can imagine from them. And the players come up to it. You know, they can do it and they want to do it.
And they gave so much, and they really did. But I'm just curious, because if these, like for college ball or whatever, you know, if these were men, like I bet they'd have a lot of chance of going on to stardom, you know, TV endorsements, et cetera. What is actually in play for these women now going forward in their lives?
Michelle?
Well, certainly Maya Moore is going to be the number one draft pick in the WNBA in April. That's really without question. And I think she has the ability. She's, as Helen said, Maya Moore is so much more than just a basketball player. She is an absolutely outstanding student athlete. She's one of the sort of the shining examples of what the NCAA wants its student athletes to be. And I think she's very well-spoken, and she's had the exposure, as much exposure as you can probably have in women's college basketball, being at Connecticut. And she'll be on the Olympic team in 2012. So she does have the combination of things that you need to be as successful in not just basketball, but the things you talk about, having endorsements and being a personality even beyond basketball.
Helen Wheelock, we'll give this last question to you. Who would want to play, if you're a women's basketball player at college, looking at colleges, who'd want to play for anyone other than UConn at this point?
Well, I mean, I think people probably said that to Rebecca Lobo back in, 1991, when there were certain teams that you went to, Louisiana Tech or Tennessee, and people turned to her, Stanford, and said, you know, why would you want to go to play at UConn? I think, you know, not Gina Auriemma, the UConn coach, is not for everyone. And also, I think there's a pride element for players who want to go to a program and do what's been done at any other program that's gone from nothing to quote unquote everything. I think that's
the pendulum swings.
The pendulum
swings. Indeed, it does. Helen Wheelock, thanks so much. Takeaway listener and super fan joining us from Queens, New York. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Always, always. Thank
and
you.
Michelle Vopel, writer for ESPN.com in Kansas City, Missouri, talking about the streak, 89 consecutive wins for the UConn Huskies. And that'll close out this hour on the program. Keep the conversation going.
This is Bob Russell, Westport, Massachusetts. Did you know that in the 1920s, Passaic, New Jersey high school team won 159 games in a row? I think that breaks the world's record for any team winning.
Yeah, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Good trivia from a listener. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE. I'm John Hockenberry with Majora Carter, sitting in for Celeste Headlee all this week. And this is The Takeaway.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.